Luckily, when doctors told Titanic survivor Richard Norris Williams II they needed to amputate his legs, he refused. The doctors were wrong. He'd relearn to walk, then do one better, running and jumping to play tennis in the Olympics. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
France, 1912. Raised in Switzerland by American parents, Richard Norris Williams II is a junior tennis champion. A top-ranked player, he travels the world to compete when he isn't attending Harvard. He's doing all right, not exactly slumming it. And Richard's father loves tennis as much as he does. He's the founder of the International Tennis Federation. Both believe Richard has a promising career in tennis, so they're always traveling for tournaments. In April 1912, Richard and his father are en route to Harvard by way of a U.S. tennis tournament, so they book first-class tickets on the RMS Titanic. Yes, that Titanic. 4 fun days at sea later, after I imagine both of them eating their weight in caviar, the ship hits the iceberg. On the upper deck, passengers board lifeboats, but his men, Richard and his dad, are the lowest priority. Their money no longer matters. All the lifeboats are gone. As the boat sinks, Richard dives 40 feet off the side of the boat. He swims frantically. He won't last long in 20-degree water. Thankfully, Richard manages to reach a lifeboat and grabs the side of it. The people on board make room for Richard, and he climbs in. Even in the lifeboat, Richard's soaking wet and is splashed by the freezing water sloshing around the bottom. He can't get his legs warm. As the sun rises, the RMS Carpathia comes to the rescue, pulling survivors from Richard's lifeboat. Doctors rush to aid survivors. Richard can barely walk. He's lost feeling in both his legs, and they've turned purple. The doctors recommend amputating. And not just his toes, both his legs. Easy, old-timey saw-happy doctors. These guys were quick to grab the saw. Richard refuses. He's already lost his father. He's not going to lose the only way he can honor him, playing tennis. Richard says, "I'm going to need these legs." Over several days, Richard fights with himself, forcing his numb limbs to stumble across the ship's deck. He wakes up every 2 hours to practice, praying the feeling in his legs will return. Slowly, he relearns how to walk, then run, then jump. His legs are fine. Only weeks after the sinking of the Titanic, he's playing tennis again, on the legs a couple quacks were more than happy to cut off. By the end of the year, Richard wins his first Grand Slam. Over the next decade, he keeps winning, making his name as a top 10 tennis player. In 1924, Richard travels back to France for the Paris Olympics. Competing in 3 events, he serves as the U.S. tennis team captain. He loses his first event, men's singles. He loses men's doubles, too. But in his last event, mixed doubles, he won't be stopped. He runs, jumps, and lunges across the court using the legs he knew he'd need. The New York Times writes that he's all offense and refuses to play it safe. Richard and his partner slam their way into the finals. There, they win the first set, 6-2, and then the second, 6-3. It's Olympic gold. He takes a gold medal on his own 2 legs. Had he lived to see it, his father undoubtedly could not have been more proud. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by The Olympics, The New York Times, and Titanic, True Stories of Her Passengers, Crew, and Legacy by Nicola Pierce, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.